Good afternoon, Friday Farm News here on the Red River Farm Network. I'm Kara Hart along with Randy Cunnan and Megan Turnquist. Oil prices are still weighing on the grain markets today. Global Commodity Analytics and Consulting President Mike Zuzulo says crude oil and the dollar value are his two biggest economic concerns.
It has a twofold effect. It has an immediate effect of cutting short the investment flows into commodities, and then it has the secondary effect of putting countries like Russia and Brazil and Argentina into the pole position for our grains, and other countries like the European Union in pole position for livestock. Fortunately, 2020 looks better than 2019 in terms of our competitors' supplies and what they have available now and heading into the middle of the year versus what they had heading into the middle of 2019.
Global stocks may not be as big or as available because of the virus, which should bump prices.
If South America can't process and they have a dropping, a falling production number because the weather did clip their production, it looks like now, and we build up this massive supply in the last USDA report because of all these big private estimates, if those have to start being walked back and all of a sudden the processing capacity in Argentina slows, then all of a sudden we are back in pole position, even with a high currency rate.
INTLFC Stone market analyst Philip Clausen thinks the weekend may have traders taking some money off the table.
Kind of wonder, and the last several weeks, you kind of, especially from an equity market standpoint, go, you kind of anticipate with something like this, the news continues to get worse before it gets better. So you kind of wonder if you don't see some more pressure come in there and what that will mean for kind of money flow around the commodity space. And certainly the energy complex kind of mimics those moves.
And Clausen says wary traders will choose to take money off the table.
I think, we probably, may take our lead from there again. You'd kind of expect to see maybe some pressure as people anticipate the news getting worse before it gets better. And a two-day holiday from trading kind of makes you reluctant to carry much length.
China made purchases of U.S. agricultural commodities this morning. According to USDA, there are 756,000 metric tons of corn for delivery to China during the 2019-2020 marketing year, 340,000 metric tons of hard red winter wheat for delivery during the 2020-2021 marketing year, and export sales of 110,000 metric tons of U.S. soybeans to unknown destinations for the 2019-2020 marketing year.
In response to China's purchase of U.S. wheat, U.S. Wheat Associates President Vince Peterson says this is significant and the largest purchase since China implemented retaliatory tariffs on U.S. wheat in 2018. Peterson says he hopes this is the beginning of a new, more productive trade relationship with China.
Cattle markets have taken a hard hit lately, and those in the industry are seeking solutions. Livestock Marketing Association Vice President and Stocksman's Livestock Exchange owner Larry Schnell says there are a couple of different options being looked at.
Senator Rounds out of South Dakota has a bill that's going to be coming up that would work on some compensation for those who have sold cattle since the first of the year. I think that's a tricky situation, how you do that. That'd be, if they're going to bail everybody out, there's no one that's more deserving than the cow-calf guy especially. But if you're going to do that, that's a very complicated thing because it depends on how you're going to do it. There's different weights of cattle, there's different qualities, things like that. How do you take that into account? You probably can't. But it is being worked on. Hopefully something will come up shortly, and I'm sure you'll be hearing about it.
South Dakota Senator Mike Rounds announced solutions to help farmers and ranchers get through the cattle market crisis. The first effort being taken includes a request for federal investigation into meat packers and price fixing. The second effort is urging President Donald Trump to allow mandatory country of origin labeling within the U.S. The third effort is a bill to include payments to farmers and ranchers in a coronavirus response bill. Rounds has more on that third effort.
The legislation would use USDA Economic Research Service projections for 2020 as a baseline for market losses. Producers would report to their local FSA office the month or months in which they sold their cattle and the amount they sold. USDA would then use the reported average sales prices compared to the indexed feeder or live cattle average to determine the market disruption that, in this particular case, we believe is being caused by COVID-19. There's no doubt that our cattle producers are suffering as a result, as a direct result of COVID-19 outbreak.
Rounds tells the Red River Farm Network there is money in the commodity credit corporations you help, but more funds would be needed.
And part of our proposal is to appropriate more resources from an appropriate source, because we've got several appropriation bills that are going to be moving through directly responding to COVID-19, and the emergencies involved in this thing.
North Dakota Stockmen's Association President Dan Rohrvig says a lot of market plans have been pushed back.
These calves aren't like storing a bushel of wheat or a bushel of corn. You know, you got to take care of them every morning and every day. They're just a little bit different product than what you had before. So we've had lots of conversations as far as, you know, let's call it the financial end of this deal. And I believe there's going to be some sort of financial help coming out of Washington. We don't know exactly what is shape or form it's going to be in. You know, there's talk standalone bills that can direct payments to producers. There's the overall, you know, $1 trillion stimulus package. We don't know how that will trickle down.
Agricultural labor is also a growing concern during the outbreak for those who use the H-2A worker program. Rohrvig says the Stockmen's Association and other groups are addressing the evolving issue.
I had my neighbor call me the other day who's looking for a couple of his South African workers to, you know, be back on his farm here now this week, and they were told their embassies are shut down, their visas are shut off till the end of May.
So reporting Agriculture's Business, this is the Red River Farm Network.
Friday Farm News on the Red River Farm Network. North Dakota agriculture groups, including the North Dakota Grain Growers Association, Northern Pulse Growers, North Dakota Farmers Union, and the Northern Canola Growers Association, have sent a letter to President Donald Trump asking him to make sure supply lines and an adequate labor force be maintained during times of coronavirus. Jim Callen, Associate CEO Jim Callen, says the concerns on ag labor aren't new.
They have people that they've invested in and have trained in terms of these workers that have worked with them in the past and have been very helpful to their farm operations. And now with South Africa, with the coronavirus, that South Africa is saying it's banning flights out of the country, and some of the other restrictions that we're seeing in terms of flights coming in from Europe to the United States. So what are they going to do in terms of ensuring that they have a relatively smooth-flowing H-2A.
And Callen says it is a big issue.
Hearing a lot from folks, I think there are about 1,800 workers in the H-2A program in North Dakota alone. I believe nationally it's over 250,000, according to President Duvall at the Farm Bureau. So it's a significant number of workers. I know some of the folks with whom I work in North Dakota, some of the leadership of the groups, I mean, they may employ up to 15 or 20 people, and they're telling me the latest they can have folks would be beginning April 1. So the crunch is coming.
And farmers in the region are also looking into hiring local labor. One Minnesota farmer telling the Red River Farm Network this could be the first time there'll be enough local labor available to help during the spring and summer.
Median net farm income increased slightly for Minnesota farms last year. That's at about $10,000 per farm. The 2019 Ag-Centric Farm Business Management Report says, Director Keith Olander says, net farm income is still at historic lows.
So you take that net farm income and then you start looking at depreciation added back in, take out family living, health care, and the principal payments, the farms are still at negative, roughly about $2,000 negative for last year. But the fact of the matter is now we are in 6 years where the average farm in Minnesota lost money. As I expand that more directly to northwest Minnesota with the sugar beets, the potatoes, and the corn, and all of the disasters around the crop arena, their year was even worse in that regard, and bringing that average down.
Olander says there is still a lot of uncertainty in agriculture.
And as we sit here today in March 2020, doesn't look all that great either. We hope that things can resolve and we can get to a decent spring and get to planting. But that's more what reigns over the, you know, in terms of our report coming out is we've got these negatives over these years, and this year going forward isn't so positive looking based on what we see today. And so really as a farmer mindset, you've got to kind of be in the battle, so to speak, in that mindset of how are we going to just continue to push through based on everything we see today.
NDSU Extension Crops Marketing Economist Frayne Olson is telling farmers they should not make changes to their planting intentions due to this coronavirus outbreak. Market volatility is expected to continue until the number of new cases in the U.S. start to decline. However, Olson says farmers shouldn't expect conditions to improve quickly. He says it will be a slow process, with the energy and grain prices likely to recover more quickly than livestock prices. Olson says if the farmer has to sell grain to go ahead and sell.
World Weather Incorporated says the Pacific Decadal Oscillation, or PDO, continues to creep lower. If that three-month trend continues, senior ag meteorologist Drew Lerner says there might be reason to believe more dryness will occur this summer in the central U.S. The PDO is also an index that measures Pacific Ocean temperatures off the west coast of the U.S. Lerner says historically, a declining PDO trend usually means drier Midwest. However, Lerner says the current PDO trend does not look sustainable, but the situation should be closely monitored.
The University of Minnesota Extension will be canceling all face-to-face events, meetings, and courses through May 15th. The decision made to safeguard public health during the coronavirus outbreak. All state and regional extension offices are closed, but faculty and staff are working remotely. Reporting Agriculture's Business, this is the Red River Farm Network.
Welcome to Inside Agriculture. Let's catch up with Ag Week reporter Mikkel Pates. Mikkel, what do you have for us on the cover of Ag Week for next week?
Well, this is a kind of a visit with some of the victims of this construction scam stuff out in the McLean County and oil country area, where you have people in rural areas who may have some means or, you know, income from either oil or just from good living, and along comes some people that are appear to be organized to scam people, and they have a, you know, professional way about them and have a professional method, it appears, to you know, overcharge or underperform on certain kinds of construction, over having to do with roofing or asphalt or something like that. And it's interesting, as I have written these stories about these folks, they call themselves Irish travelers, or are described as Irish travelers, and a group basically coming initially out of Ireland from the 1800s, you know, you find out a lot of people have run into this kind of scam.
Any advice for people?
You know, the basic advice for people is don't find yourself, you know, hurried into a deal that sounds good today, and make sure it's in writing and you understand what it is that you're doing. So it's an interesting problem, and I think it's something to be careful of.
Sounds interesting, Mikkel. Looking forward to reading about it next week's Ag Week.
Taking a look at the markets before we leave you this afternoon. May Minneapolis wheat up 2.5 at 5.22 1/4. May Chicago wheat up 5 1/4 at 5.40 1/4. May corn unchanged at 3.45 1/2. December corn up 2.5 at 3.65 3/4. May beans up 17 3/4 at 8.61. November beans up 16 at 8.64 1/2. April live cattle up $4.07 at 99.22. April feeder cattle up $4.95 at $119.07. Thanks for joining us. This is the Red River Farm Network.